Here's a song we've always dedicated to Howard Johnson's glass houses and glorious monopolies of our turnpikes from here to New York and from New York to Washington. It's called the All Go Hungry Hash House. We feel that they deserve it. They've been working for years towards it. And with the many trips that we perform on those roads, we feel that we've gotten to know them as well as anybody has. We can't eat anywhere else without that, without going into a Howard Johnson's, Horrid Johnson's, we've called it. Thank you, fellow stockholders.
Those glassy houses are doing so much better.
Yeah, the glass houses have cost 15% more with no corresponding increase in quality. So maybe they even deserve it more. But at any rate, here's a song called All Go Hungry Hash House.
Chicken pie, if you eat it, you will die. The meat you cannot cut it with a score. All the beefsteak hanging around and a working to be found in that all go hungry hash house where I go. Carried me upstairs one night. You would need a fork and a knife. It was something they had never done before. All the cheesecake held me down, and the fleas all scrapped around in that all go hungry hash house where I go. Oh, the beefsteak, it was rare, and the butter had red hair, and the baby had his teeth both in the stew. Oh, the eggs they could not touch. If you cake one, it would hatch in that all go hungry hash house.
When the clock struck 17 at the stockyard just 10 miles outside of town, where there's pig feet and pig ears and a hoof the old Texas steer, so for sirloin steak at 90 cents a pound. She's my darling and my daisy, she's humpbacked and crazy, knock me bull-legged and she's lame. I know her breath is sweet, but I'd rather smell her feet. She's my freckled face consumptive Sarah Jane. Baby had his feet both in his feet.